There are three outstanding features I remember about Bob. By the way, I'm not Rich Bueller. Right, Pauline? Where is Rich today, by the way? It doesn't matter. We're glad you're here. First, I remember Bob for his beautiful friendship. You know, if you have five friends, you're blessed. You know that, don't you? What's a real friend? Somebody that knows all about you and they're still your friend. You got it down to seven now, don't you? But more importantly, a friend that is like Bob is a person that walks into your life when others walk out. And I can say Bob was truly my friend, even though I've only known you folks probably for about 5 years. He used to call me Billy Graham. He called my church office, and my secretary said, who is this? And right, they begin to know who Bob Bartosz was. I call him Cliff Barrels, by the way. And we had many great times of just knowing all about each other and lifting each other's spirits and hugging, indeed. He stood out in a crowd, you know that. Didn't matter if you're in a restaurant, a church, no matter where you were, he would display that affection of love. And that's awesome. We need more of that kind of friendship, do we not? Then I remember Bob for his fellowship. A good definition of fellowship, two fellows in one ship. And believe me, Bob and I are in the same ship. I love hearing his dog, Wilson, when he played the harmonica. How many have heard Wilson? Okay? You know what I'm talking about. He plays harmonica. Wilson joined right in. And that's awesome. In fact, he called me on my birthday to wish me happy birthday. And he played happy birthday, and Wilson sang to me. And that's real fellowship, taking time just to let people know that you care about them. Because people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I can say Bob really cared about me. He'd always ask about, how's my ministry going? How's your health, Jerry? And how are things going? And it's just neat that he was compassionate and concerned. Fellowship is so important. But the most important thing about Bob is, of course, is his faith in Jesus Christ. In a restaurant, no matter where we were, he'd always talk about the Lord to the waitress. Now, where do you attend church? Do you know the Lord is your Savior? And he wasn't afraid to gossip the gospel. He just really let his light shine. And with that smile, you know, he just break down all barriers. You know that. His jokes were corny. He was funny. But down deep inside, a very tough exterior perhaps, but a very tender interior. A man that was very tender before the Lord. And you know, in all my years, I never saw my dad cry once, but I've seen tears of joy in Bob's sight, his face, and in his heart. He was laughing and crying almost at the same time. So Bob was very, very special. And you know, we will see him again. Isn't that great? Amen to that. I want you to make me a promise right now that when you all get to heaven, I want you to look for Jerry Gunderson. Will you do that? Because I'll be looking for you. Bob will be looking for you. And Jesus Christ will be looking for you. Bob could say, Jesus loves me, this I know. But more importantly, he could say, Jesus knows me, this I love.